And joining us this morning is the city manager, Eric Nordenberg. Eric, thanks for sharing time with us. Appreciate that.
You bet. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
For those people not familiar with the difference between like a mayor or a city manager, how would you describe the position that you're in?
Well, typically a mayor is elected, two or four-year term, and needs to worry about being reelected every so often, whereas a city manager is typically appointed indefinitely and has an annual performance appraisal by the city council and doesn't need to worry about being reelected or fundraising and political events and campaign signs, all those sorts of things. So lets me focus on being the professional city manager running the town while the council members set policy.
How long have you been doing it here?
Well, I just celebrated my 7th anniversary last week, so 7 years in 1 week.
So you came in around the same time as President Krizlov from the college.
Exactly. It was a pretty exciting time in the community. We had a new school superintendent, new college president, new city manager, and a lot of new things happened. Initiatives were started by all three of us together or individually that we were each able to support. So I think it started to move the community forward and helped us maintain some momentum during the recession, which certainly hurt the city, but not as bad as other areas.
Were you here prior to that, becoming city manager?
I lived in Arizona prior to becoming city manager here, but I'm an Ohio native, graduated from Fairview High School, and so I'm happy to be back home.
What do you like about this area? Oh, specifically Oberlin, of course.
One of the great things about Oberlin is being able to walk and bike where you need to go. I can walk to work most mornings. I can ride my bike to meetings or events. My wife can ride her bike downtown to the farmer's market and bring produce home in the basket on her bike. So it's a wonderful town for that sort of easy access without having to get in the car and drive somewhere.
What are some of the challenges that you've been facing over your 7 years or that you see heading forward?
Well, one of the things that's really hurt cities across the state, including municipalities, school districts, other taxing organizations, was the state and budget cuts that really impacted cities. We lost quite a bit of money from the state of Ohio in terms of the estate tax and local government fund. The downturn in the economy really impacted the earnings that we were getting from interest income because interest rates, as you know, are very, very low right now. So those three things combined to really hurt our general fund budget. So we had to make lots of budget cuts, do more with less, that sort of thing. Fortunately, earlier this year, the city voters approved a tax levy increase, which we hope will be able to be lessened in the future once other things come online, interest rates come back, other things like that. But right now, we're hopefully funded to get us through the rest of this rebound of the recession of 2008.
The city has been working with the college on green initiatives. Talk about those a little bit.
Right. The city and Oberlin College are co-partners in the Oberlin Project, which hopes to form a very resilient, both economically and environmentally sustainable community. And we have a number of initiatives underway. One of the most visible projects is the replacement of the Oberlin Inn at the corner of Main and Lorraine that I'm sure President Krizlov talked about. That's a significant investment on the part of the college, and will change the face of that corner, but in a very positive way. And I think that will be an economic driver for downtown. We've also worked together on a climate action plan, which sets forth goals for the city to become climate positive and eliminate carbon emissions by 2050. And so we have a lot of ambitious goals, and we're making a lot of progress.
If I remember correctly, the city council in Oberlin is rather large in terms of membership, isn't it, compared to some other cities?
We have 7 council members.
Okay, so it's not that large.
No, some villages may have 5, and the commissioners obviously have 3, but 7's about average for a lot of cities that I've been familiar with.
And is any particular challenge in working with 7 different council members? And in effect, your bosses, right?
Right. Well, one of the things that's, I think, unique about Oberlin and its city council is that all council members are elected for 2-year terms, and they all come up for re-election at the same time. So that makes things interesting for the community. There's a lot of people running at the same time, and What in terms of challenges, that means that you potentially could have lots of new members of council that are unfamiliar with how policy is made, how administration functions and things like that, all coming on at the same time. There have been, I think, instances that, while I've been here, where four new members came on at the same time. And that's an opportunity that the voters have to change direction if they want to, while maintaining the continuity of city management and other professional staff in the city.
And one thing I've noticed, too, from doing election night programs over the years, is the large amount of people who seek office. There are always a lot of candidates out there.
Right, and this year we also, instead of having candidates here in Oberlin, we have issues on the ballot because we had a charter review committee that happens every 10 years. So we have five issues on the ballot looking to amend our charter based on that review process. So no candidates directly here, but certainly a lot of candidates countywide and statewide.
Any specific charter amendment people really ought to pay attention to?
Well, I think all five are important in their own individual ways, and all five went through a process with a citizen committee that worked for over a year to vet those changes. They were recommended to City Council, and then again, City Council held five or six meetings where they were talked about in public and really winnowed the list down to the five that are in front of voters now. So I think they've been well vetted. They've been published in the newspaper. There have been articles and material distributed to everyone's home. So if anybody still has a question about those amendments, they can email charter@cityofoberlin.com, and I will answer any of those questions. But I think they're all pretty well vetted, and we hope the voters support them all.
Our guest today has been the Oberlin City Manager, Eric Nornberg. Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate it, sharing some time with us as
Great.
Well.